The truth discovered, compiled by Brother Colin and Sister Valerie Edwards of Newbury in the UK. Chapter 22. With Determination She Won. Submitted by Brother David Russell of Chichester in the UK. My contact with the truth began early, for Mother was a member of the Portsmouth UK Ecclesia, and Father, who was tolerant of his wife's religious beliefs, agreed that I should attend the Christadelphian Sunday School, and this I did intermittently between 1936 and 1939. The ways of Providence are indeed most interesting. My father remained almost to the end of his days a nominal member of the Church of England, but his favourite sister, Margaret Smeaton, who was a district nurse in Portsmouth, became a Christadelphian through her friendship with a colleague, Sister Mary Handley. My mother, who had been a Sunday school teacher at the Emmanuel Baptist Church after her marriage, had an interest in the truth stimulated by my father's sister. She was eventually baptised into Christ in the bath in the home of Brother and Sister Fred Soth. Because of the bombing experienced by Portsmouth during the war, my father decided to evacuate the family. This he did in 1941 by moving us to Felpham, a small village on the Sussex coast near to Bognor Regis. Blake, who lived in this village for a period of his life, described Felpham as the sweetest place this side of heaven. This new home meant that my mother and I found it difficult to visit the Portsmouth meeting, and eventually I was enrolled as a pupil of the Christadelphian Isolation League Sunday School. I confess I did not respond to this and neglected the homework to such an extent that eventually my mother cancelled the lessons to prevent the teacher wasting her time. From the age of 11, my only contact with the truth was through my mother. In common with the majority of young people, I thought I knew it all. I enjoyed the science classes at school and became a convinced evolutionist, and hence very sceptical of my mother's simple religious faith, which I tended to mock. For many years my mother retained her faith, in spite of my father's indifference and my continual opposition. In 1950 I was employed by the Air Ministry, an appointment that necessitated leaving home. At this time, my interest in Christianity was somewhat revived when one evening I entered a congregational church in Staines, which was holding a special preaching campaign. I was impressed by the friendliness and sincerity of the members of this church, one of whom, a trained minister, gave me a Bible. I attended their Bible class for some time where they were studying John's Gospel. During discussion, I mentioned that my mother was a Christadelphian, and they informed me that this religion was not in the mainstream of Christian tradition, and they advised me to examine the Christadelphian faith very carefully. I still opposed my mother's views, but now I challenged them, using some of the orthodox theology that I had now acquired. Mother maintained the view that orthodox churches were astray from Bible truth. The next period of my life was dominated by other interests, such as art, music and football, until one evening, as a reluctant guest at a birthday party, I met Alicia. Although a fellow guest, Alicia had somehow taken over the proceedings, leading the gathering in a number of party games. Being myself a shy, quiet and introspective soul, I was bowled over by her performance, which demonstrated a complete contrast to my own personality. Later in the evening, Alicia's father and uncle arrived to escort her home. Alicia, her father and uncle were all Christadelphians who attended the Bognor Regis Ecclesia in the UK, which started approximately in 1948, where my mother was also a member. With the cunning of a serpent, Alicia chose Noah's Ark to be the subject during a session of 20 questions. Religion having thus been introduced into the conversation, several of the guests challenged the truth of the Bible. The ensuing debate went on into the small hours. When the party was finally over, I recalled that I was given a lift home, whereupon, in typical selfish fashion, I woke my parents and informed them that I had met the girl whom I intended to marry. and thus began the relationship resulted in my attending Sunday evening Bible lectures as payment for Odysseus accompanying me to the cinema. Over the ensuing months, I gained some scriptural knowledge, but decided that, on account of the pressure of study in preparation for an engineering examination, I would defer further investigation of the truth to a more convenient time. I had not yet accepted the principle, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." I took leave to devote time to preparation to pre-examination study. But after 2 days I became ill, and on seeking medical advice, was informed that at the age of 23 I had mumps, and would have to be confined to bed for 3 weeks. This meant I could not sit the examination for another year. Unexpectedly, I was confronted with plenty of time to recommence my religious studies. I plagued Alicia and my mother with many theological questions, some of which tested them to the limits of their knowledge. I was in bed, surrounded by books, mostly on religion. One book that I read at this time was Worlds in Collision by Emmanuel Velikovsky, which sets out to give a natural explanation of the events recorded in Exodus. This book convinced me that there was a factual basis to the dramatic story of Israel's departure from Egypt. My conviction of the need to be baptised was finally brought about by a lecture given by the late Cyril Benton of East Ham in the UK. He made it clear that the call was from God himself. I responded to this call by being baptised in the sea off Felpham Beach, and the brethren who officiated were Alicia's uncle, the late brother Philip Barnes, and brother Percy Kingston, who had been instrumental in starting the ecclesia in Bognor Regis. Alicia and I were eventually married, and we have been blessed with a daughter, Davina, who was baptised into Christ when she was 14 years old. I'm glad to say that my mother lived to witness the baptisms of myself, my daughter and my father, who accepted the truth in the autumn of his life. Never have I regretted the decision to come into the truth, or as I would rather express it, to come into Christ. For I am convinced that the hope of the kingdom is the only philosophy of life that gives meaning to human existence.